Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our social issue unit for today, and we're going to be talking about bullying, which some of you may have experienced in school, either having been bullied or you are the bully yourself. Hey, some of you do have to admit that. You've probably done it from time to time.
Were you a bully growing up, Tom?
I'd like to think I wasn't, but you never know. There might be somebody out there who remembered me as being mean to them or something. But I like to think that I was fairly nice to people, and I was the one who was being bullied as opposed to being the bully himself. But you never know. But in any case, it's saying here as our title, it's no longer just in the playground. Yeah, it's still there, of course. You got the playground bullies.
The big guys.
The big guys trying to take away your lunch money and stuff like that. But it actually happens more than that in other places.
Well, nowadays you can post messages online, like social media, Facebook and other things like that, Line, WhatsApp. Those are all social media businesses. Anyway, you can post messages and be mean to people, so you don't necessarily have to be tall and big and strong to be a bully. You can just be able to type gossip that's really mean and sometimes untrue.
Yeah, actually, as a tall person, a lot of short people actually tried to pick on me.
Really?
When I was short people, I hate to say this, but they have a little problem with tall people, and so they always try to pick on us, and they won't leave us alone.
Were you tall as a little boy?
Taller than some people, yes. So, yeah, you do get it from time to time, and I'm sure a lot of other people can attest to that as well. But we're going to be focusing specifically on cyberbullying today, where people leave mean messages about you on social networking sites and stuff like that, and what you can do about it. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now, and we'll be right back.
Imagine getting constant hateful messages on Facebook at all hours of the day and night. Or think of what it would be like if someone hacked into your cell phone and suddenly all of your pictures were out there for everyone to see, to mock, and to gossip about. This is cyberbullying. A generally recent trend, it's defined as using information technology to repeatedly and deliberately harm or harass other people. Back in the day, bullying was confined to physical areas, such as schools or playgrounds, places where you had personal, face-to-face contact with other people. With cyberbullying, anyone around the world can post things about you on the internet. While it may not seem as physical as traditional bullying, it can also have tragic consequences. One example is the case of Ryan Halligan. Ryan had poor speech, language, and motor skill development early on in life, which led to his need for special education services. This made him a regular target of one particular bully at school. Things seemed to get better in February 2003, when a fight between Ryan and his bully not only ended the problems at school, but also seemingly led to them striking up a friendship. Due to this, Ryan eventually told his friend an embarrassing personal story, and the bully used it to start a nasty rumor about Ryan. The taunting got worse, and Ryan tried to seek comfort from a girl he met through an online messenger. Unfortunately, that girl was actually just another bully looking for more embarrassing stories. When Ryan found out, he hanged himself in the family bathroom. He was 13 years old.
Okay, well, on that note, we're going to start discussing the contents of our lesson for today. Again, the title here is Bullying, No Longer Just in the Playground. Bullying, of course, is when kids pick on each other and make life difficult for them in school. Bullying, I guess, could occur in places other than school, but when we see the word bullying, we're mostly talking about it happening to young people in school settings. Now, imagine getting constant hateful messages on Facebook at all hours of the day and night. You have to imagine this, because lots of us don't have this experience. If something is constant, it just keeps on going and it doesn't end. Sometimes it rains so constantly in Taipei that I wonder if I'm ever going to be dry again. Constant.
Yeah.
Or sometimes during the summer, we have constant hot days, one after another. But in this case, you have to imagine getting constant hateful messages. Hateful means they have a lot of hate. They're not being very nice. This is on Facebook. It could be on other social networking sites. This is happening 24 hours a day, all hours of the day and night.
Ooh, that would be hard. Hateful, really mean messages that people are posting. This is one of the bad things about social media, of course, especially Facebook. Or, here's another situation, think of what it would be like if someone hacked into your cell phone and suddenly all of your pictures were out there for everyone to see.
Oh, no.
To mock and to gossip about. If someone hacks into a cell phone or another computer, they're gaining unauthorized access into your system, and they get to see things that you would probably like to keep private. Now, if someone mocks you, they're making fun of you. But it's not making fun of someone because you like them. Sometimes we make jokes about our friends because we actually love them and we like to tease them a little. But if you get mocked, people are making fun of you in a mean way. And if you gossip about somebody, you spread rumors or stories about that person that may be true. Gossip doesn't have to be a lie, but oftentimes gossip is untrue. But there's nothing you can do about it. When people are talking about you, you can't, chase everybody down and say, don't believe the stories they're telling about me. They're not true.
Mm-hmm, gossip, just kind of informal news about people and things. And this is cyberbullying, a generally recent trend. So we talked about bullying, but if something has to do with computers or the internet, we usually add the prefix cyber to it, cyberbullying, mm-hmm. which means, again, bullying online. And it's a recent trend. A trend, of course, is just something happening in society that is very popular. There are different trends in food, for example. Maybe there's a certain kind of food that everybody wants to eat now. It's trendy, you could say that's the adjective, or some kind of fashion is a trend, etc.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of sad that there's such a terrible trend. But you hear about it more and more. It's defined as using information technology to repeatedly and deliberately, which means you do it on purpose. If it's deliberate, it's on purpose. You try to harm or harass other people. We've talked about sexual harassment in the past. If you harass someone, you're bothering them. And usually you're doing it and in a way that really is not just irritating. You're being very aggressive towards them. Perhaps you're using pressure to get something you want from them. So it's just an awful way to treat other people. Sometimes you're threatening other people when you harass them. Back in the day means back when, when Tom and I were young, maybe. Mm. So back in the day is just a phrase to say, a long time ago, bullying was confined to physical areas like schools or playgrounds. If you confine something to a place, it means you limit it. You keep it in a place and you don't let it go anywhere else. Sometimes when I was naughty as a little girl, I would be confined to my room. My mom would say, you're being naughty, you're being bad, you go sit in your room. You can't come out and play. So confined just means to limit something. So back in the day years ago, we didn't have to worry about computers and technology. If you had a bully, it was usually someone at school that was facing you and you could see them.
Or they might be making mean phone calls to you or something like that, but still basically it was confined to basically physical areas like schools, playgrounds, maybe on the streets somewhere, places where you had personal face-to-face contact. Contact just means you are directly interacting with someone or something. You're actually physically touching. In this case, though, maybe not touching if you're having a conversation, but you're in contact. You're actually communicating face-to-face. face-to-face, not through a telephone or not through a computer. That's the way it was back in the day or back in the past. And with cyberbullying, anyone around the world can post things about you on the internet. So somebody from Brazil, somebody from Madagascar, somebody from Sri Lanka can be saying mean things about you on the internet, and there isn't a thing you can do about it.
You know, celebrities, I guess, have to deal with this, too. Although, you know, they love their fans on Facebook. There are a lot of people that post mean messages about them as well.
Mm.
It's just what happens today because people can post things and remain anonymous where other people don't know who they are. While it may not seem as physical as traditional bullying, it can also have tragic consequences. Tragic means very sad. And tragic is usually associated to something that includes death, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tragedy. It's usually said when someone dies, especially someone young.
Exactly. So it could have tragic consequences. A consequence, of course, is the result of something. And, you know, certain actions have good consequences,
yeah,
and certain actions have bad consequences. And bullying can have the consequences that someone may die or something like that. Now, one example is the case of Ryan Halligan, and that's a tragic case which we'll get to in just a second, but I think this might be a good time for us to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第七单元。好，我们这个单元要探讨的主题是网络霸凌。我们先看一下啊，谈网络霸凌这个字呢，是 cyber， 用到 cyber， 然后 cyberbullying。看到这个单字，我们先谈。其实哦 ，cyber 这个东西本来在希腊字根里面，它代表的是舵手。那但是后来呢，有一位科幻小说家，他呢就写了一本小说，里面谈的是用电脑控制的一个虚幻世界，所以呢，他创了一个词叫 cyberspace。那 cyberspace 这个字，哎，大家用开了之后，后来的人就会陆续的用 cyber， 然后加上别的字，变成跟电脑有关的，跟网络世界有关的。所以当我们谈网络霸凌，还是借用这个字跟 cyber， 然后加上 bully， 所以我们说 cyber bully， cyber bullying。好，那我们谈网络霸凌，这边呢，当然一开始就谈谈这个世界里头，有的时候呢，因为有网络的关系，所以一天到晚24小时，可能都有一些充满憎恨的讯息进到你的手机。好，像这个事情，后面他说，除了之外，你再想想，可不可能有这种的状况？当然，后面这个 or， 我们先看到它是一个连接词，而且它是对等连接词。那我们通常会把两句话逗点之后再用 and， 或是再用 or， 或是再用 but。 可是呢，如果你前后两句各自独立，一句完整句完之后句点再加一个对等连接词，像 or， 像 but， 像 and， 它在文法上还是正确的哦。所以以这边来看， or 它前后还是两句完整句，那他这里告诉你是前者之外，或者哎，再想想假如有这个状况。好，下面这个状况句子呢，用法的上面也很特别，因为他用到了假设语气。我们先看这句话，从 think of 开始。 Think of what it would be like if someone hacked into your cell phone。 好，我们看这句话句型上当然有一个关键字是 if， 它加的句子是一个条件句。可是如果你要用假设语气，也就是要强调跟事实相反不一致的话，那你这个 if 的子句里头，哎，跟现在事实相反，你会用过去式。以这边来看， if someone hacked， 这个加了 ed， 它告诉你这是假设的状况，当然不见得真的有。要是这样的话 ，what it would be like， 那会是怎么样呢？好，我们知道 would、could、might、should 再加一个动词，这跟现在事实相反，假设语气里面的用法有直接的关系。好，接下来我们再来看下面呢，就继续说了， 网络霸凌其实近来我们常见，那他利用资讯科技然后蓄意的伤害骚扰别人。那提到了网络霸凌，后面他还说以前对 bully 所谓霸凌的定义是什么。好，这边有一个片语 be confined to， 大家注意一下，当你说 A 受限于 B， 用到的就是这个 be confined to。 不过要留意的是 to 是一个介系词哦，它后面接的是名词。好，那继续往下读，下面又提到说是在什么样的地方， places where you had personal face-to-face contact with other people。 好， places 这个名词后面它接着 where， 这是一个关系副词，那关系副词其实就包括一个介系词的含义在内，也就是相当于 in which， 在这些地方你会跟其他人有面对面的接触。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's continue with our lesson for today. Again, we're talking about cyberbullying.As opposed to traditional bullying, there's a new form of bullying out there. It's actually been out there for quite some time. Facebook and other social networking sites have been around for a while. And we're going to mention a tragic case here. One example is the case of a boy by the name of Ryan Halligan. Now, Ryan had poor speech, poor language and motor skill development early on in life,which led to his need for special education services. So he had some speech problems, he had difficulty with language, and if you talk about motor skills or motor skill development, that just basically is referring to the ability to move your body and to use it for your daily life, to pick up things, to stand up, to walk, to put a book on the shelf, to eat dinner, to take a bath. All that stuff has to do with motor skills.
Yeah, and if someone has very, very good motor skills, sometimes they're athletes. We'll often talk about hand and eye coordination for baseball players.Yeah, motor skills are pretty important. And if you, you know, have something happen to you, especially if you're born with some brain deficiency, maybe something happened to you as you were being born, sometimes it affects those motor skills that most people take for granted, like the ability to eat and to walk and to talk. So he needed some special education services when he was a young boy. This made him a regular targetof one particular bully at school. So one guy, saw that he needed some special help, and this guy wasn't a very good person. He wasn't a nice person and went after him. If you're a target, it means people are aiming at you. Maybe they want to hurt you. So this guy went after him.
Indeed. So this was one special bully, one particular bully, and things seemed to get better in February 2003 when a fight between Ryan and his bully not only ended the problems at school, but also seemingly led to them striking up a friendship. Now, this, to me, sounds quite unusual here. Ryan and the bully got in a fight. Usually when a bully and the victim get in a fight, it's the victim who suffers the most. But in this case, it ended the problem at school somehow. I don't know how that happened, but they got in a fight. And maybe Ryan won or something, or maybe somebody
or
else.
Or some other kids, you know, got involved and, you know, were supporting him.
Made them start talking to each other face to face or something. So seemingly, it appeared on the surface that this led them to striking up a friendship. Here, the verb phrase to strike up something can mean you start something. You can strike up the band. For example, if you're in a band and you start your concert, you start performing, you strike up the band. But here, strike up a friendship. They began a friendship. At least it seemed that way.
I would say that typically that verb phrase strike up is only used to talk about a new friendship. So we typically use it. Tom talked about striking up the band or striking up a band. If that's an actual name of a song, so it occurs to us, strike up the band. It was a very famous song in, say, the 40s.
Well, I'm thinking of the Warren Zevon song from the late 70s, When Johnny Strikes Up the Band.
Yeah. No, typically we use it to talk about a friendship. So if you strike up a friendship, it's a new friendship typically. Well, it looked like they were becoming friends of all things, kind of something that was surprising to people. Well, it wasn't really a true friendship because the bully wasn't a real friend. Ryan was convinced, though. He fooled Ryan into thinking that he was his friend. And so Ryan, as most people do, eventually felt like he could trust this bully, and he shared with him an embarrassing story. All of us have embarrassing stories, but we don't tell our enemies, do we?
Mm.
No. He thought he was just sharing this embarrassing personal story with a friend. We use quotations because he wasn't really his friend. Eventually means after some time goes by.
Who knows? Maybe they were friends at that point, but the bully just couldn't resist. Oh, I've got this juicy information right now. I just have to start this rumor. So the bully used it to start a nasty rumor. A rumor is just some kind of information that's going around in school or in society. It's not validated. It's not really proved yet, but it's going around. It's kind of uncertain. It's maybe not be true, but it's a rumor. Hey, there's a rumor that the president is going to retire tomorrow, but nobody knows for sure. This is a nasty rumor, which means very, very mean. So he started this nasty, bad rumor about Ryan, and that, I guess, would change their friendship.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of terrible. Well, the taunting got worse. Taunting is when, especially kids, make a lot of mean remarks and comments towards something. Somebody, I should say. They try to, challenge somebody. They're saying, chicken, chicken, liar, liar. It's kind of this rhythmical way kids talk when they're making fun of somebody. They're taunting somebody. And usually if you taunt someone, you pick a weak spot for them. Maybe they're not good at something. Maybe they really are not very courageous. And so to call someone a chicken makes them feel worse. Chicken, chicken. We do this, unfortunately, as children, we do. And he was in junior high, I would say, junior high age, which is kind of a tough age to be a teenager. So the taunting got worse, and Ryan then tried to seek or find comfort from a girl he met through an online messenger. An online messenger service would be something like Line or WhatsApp or even Messenger, that's an app that Facebook uses.
Yeah, Yahoo used to use one too, Yahoo, an online messenger. I think that was all part of the old system of chat rooms and stuff like that. I don't think they have chat rooms anymore so much.
They do.
Oh, they still do. Okay, I want to check it out. But unfortunately, that girl was actually just another bully looking for more embarrassing stories. So again, he trusted somebody else, and that person let him down.
Yeah.
So you can imagine if you're Ryan in this world where just seems like there's nobody you can turn to.
Nobody who's loyal or that you can trust.
Yeah, and I'm also kind of concerned about the teachers in his school. I understand there are some things that teachers can do to stop bullying from spreading, but a lot of times teachers just have the attitude, well, that's not my problem, or the boy asked for it, or that's not part of my job.
Well, and sometimes teachers, who are people too, may not like some of these kids that are being bullied.
There's all sorts of psychology and politics going on, but in any case here, Ryan was certainly having a tough time here, wasn't he?
He sure was. He was feeling ganged up on. If you gang up on somebody, a lot of people are turning against one person, so the numbers really aren't fair. So you feel like you're in a fight that you're definitely going to lose. Well, when Ryan found out that this girl was also somebody he couldn't trust and she was going to share some of the embarrassing things he'd said to her, He decided he'd had enough, and when he found this out, he hanged himself in the family bathroom. If you hang yourself, you use something like a piece of rope or maybe a belt that you wear around your pants, your waist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you put it around your neck, and you usually jump from a higher altitude, you know, so it cuts off the air around your neck, and it kills you that way.
That's what happens. And notice here, hanged is the past tense of the word hang. If you're talking about doing that to a person, either to yourself or to someone else as a method of execution, usually the past tense of hang, if you're putting something on a hook on the wall, would be hung. I hung the phone up, or I hung my coat on the rack. But here, if you're talking about, again, somebody committing suicide this way, or executing somebody, you say hanged. Maybe 20, 30 years ago, the writer San Mao here in Taiwan hanged herself in her hospital room, I believe. I was here in Taiwan when that happened. I think that's how she hanged herself. But in any case here, Ryan, he hanged himself in the family bathroom, and he was only 13 years old.
Yeah, this is really a sad story. To, you know, feel like you had no friends in the world and there was no hope left and that you just wanted to commit suicide is really sad. We've got one more day to talk about bullying, but that will be in our next program. Right now, guys, we're going to turn some of this time over to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back to wrap it up.
好，我们继续来看网络霸凌这个议题。那在接下来这一段呢，就举了一个例子。这个人呢，他叫做 Ryan。Ryan 他呢很可怜，当然我们知道，如果你读完了文章就知道，他最后是在家里的厕所上吊自杀。但是为什么会是这样？这边的故事就告诉我们，他有一些的问题。他本身呢，小时候呢，就是有一点像说话、语言、运动技能发展迟缓等等。好，我们先看到，说到这些问题，后面有一个逗点在接 ，which led to his need for special education services。好，逗点再加 which， 这是一个非限定用法的一个关系子句。当然，我们知道这种用法是补充说明用的。所以呢，后面的关系子句就是顺便告诉大家，这些问题制造出来的就是他必须要接受特殊教育服务。不过有一点，就是这个 which 所指的是前面整句话里面谈的，而不是只有光光提其中的一个问题而已。好，我们再来下面呢，当然就说他这个事情其实还有一点复杂，不过在他跟人际关系的处理过程之中呢，他说到了，他跟同朋友之间，他相信了他们，以为他们是所谓的朋友，可是结果发现这些朋友一个一个都是另外有目的，为的都只是想要知道他一些令人难堪的故事的人。好，那我们看到这里有一个地方就是 friend， 如果看到 friend 这个字会加上引号，这个跟我们中文的用法是一样的，就是有一个引号告诉你这里的 friend 可不是我们普通说的朋友哦，这个朋友其实就是你所谓的朋友，根本不是朋友。好，我们讲解到此结束，谢谢大家。
That brings us to the end of our lesson for today. We'll continue talking about cyberbullying in our next program, so please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.